Ay. Cops all over the world know about them. They don't like them, but they can't work without them. We've got them in our shady business too. Men and women who make a sort of living, buying and selling. Sometimes taking, but never giving. They deal in our stock in trade, information. And not the sort you get at the public library either. We call them narcs.
Oh, come on, Mr. Kane. It's worth more than that.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's my word. It's worth something, my word.
About as much as your neck, Johnny.
You know how to hurt a bloke's feelings, Mr. Kane.
10 quid, and that's me top whack.
15.
12 and 50p.
Done.
So, what's the story that's going to burn them up in Whitehall?
Birds.
Birds?
Yeah, the tough kind.
Vultures?
Oh, don't be funny, Mr. Kane. Not that sort of bird. The ones with legs and, well, you know.
I get the drift.
You know about this women's liberation cobblers?
Yeah, and that ain't worth 12.50.
Wait till you hear. If you blokes don't do something sharpish, this lot's gonna take over the bleeding world.
Revlon, the creators of That Man and Puff, essentially male grooming aids, present Adam Kane in
The Aviary.
There's a fragrance that's new today, and they call it Charlie. A whole new fragrance that thinks your way, yeah, they call it Charlie. Kinda young, kinda now, Charlie. Kinda free, kinda wow, Charlie. Kinda fragrance that's gonna stay, and it's here now, Charlie.
Charlie by Revlon, a most original fragrance.
Pub.
The Silent Persuader. Rugged grooming essentials. Created for men, real men.
I could have written it off to expenses. 12.50 wasn't much, and petty cash could stand it. I didn't have to say how I'd spent it. I didn't have to make a fool of myself. I could just see Devonish's face. Got the latest here for you, sir. The women's liberation movement is about to take over the world. Got it on the highest authority, sir, in Hyde Park, just this morning, from Johnny the Narc. And he ought to know. Devonish had split his sides after he'd thrown me down the stairs. But I'm a thrifty bloke, and I didn't want to kiss that money goodbye without making certain. Silly me.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I don't know.
Was it something you wanted to buy? A present, perhaps? For a young lady friend?
Could be. You own this place.
The shop isn't for sale, sir.
And you? What about you, mate?
I beg your pardon.
Are you the owner?
I really don't see...
Simple enough question.
No, I am not. Now, can I show you something?
I'd like to speak to the owner.
Is it on business?
Yeah, my business.
I'll see if she's free.
You do that. It was what you'd probably call a boutique. In the best part of Oxford Street. Small, quiet, and bleeding expensive. I could tell that by the carpet and the wallpaper and the fact that nothing had a price tag on it. They didn't want their customers to get heart attacks before they signed their checks.
Yes.
She was expensive too. There wasn't a price tag on her.
My assistant said you wanted to see me.
That's right.
Is there something wrong?
Should there be?
I hope you're not here to waste my time.
You own this place?
If it's any business of yours.
That's not a nice way to talk to customers, lady.
Are you a customer?
I might be.
Then I'll let Mr. Phelps deal with you. As I said, I am rather busy.
You heard of a place called the Aviary?
The what?
You heard. It's a place where they keep birds.
Who are you?
Then you do know about a place.
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about. Good morning. Mr. Phelps, will you see this gentleman out?
Now, look here. I think it would be better if you left immediately.
Oh, don't threaten me with violence, mate. I've got a wig up. So, I left the boutique in Oxford Street and wandered into a nearby cafe to think. The tall bird who owned the place was something else. Tall, elegant and tough as old boots. Johnny the Narc had mentioned a place called the Aviary, a club, not listed in any guide to London. A political club, he said, for militant feminists. The chairman, or chairperson, or whatever, was someone called Martha Treadgold, who owned a boutique in Oxford Street. So far, he was dead right. And I was beginning to get a tiny bit worried.
Amy?
Yes?
Are you busy?
Not so you'd notice.
Someone was in the front room a moment ago, a man. Phelps says he's just gone into the cafe on the corner.
A policeman?
No, I don't think so. Not the police type at all. Small and cockney and rather full of himself. I think he's trouble.
For the store or for us?
I couldn't care two hoots for the store, dear.
But what do you want me to do?
Pop into the cafe, see if he's still there. I want to know more about him.
Like that?
However you feel like, dear. Just find out.
I should have chosen another place. It's hard to think when the milk's warm and the tea's cold and stewed.
Is this seat taken?
And when the customers look like she did.
I'm sorry, did you hear me?
Yeah. I mean, no. Help yourself.
Oh, thank you. You shouldn't have had their tea.
I'm beginning to work that one out.
They make very good coffee. They're Italian, I think. We never drink their tea.
We?
Oh, my friends. The people I come in here with.
Oh.
I haven't seen you here before.
That's because I've never been here before.
Do you really like tea?
Yeah.
Well, there's a much nicer place across the road. They make good tea. In fact, that's what I feel like. It's so crowded in here.
Yeah. Isn't it?
I'd better lead the way. I know where it is.
Well, I'm not stopping you. They weren't wasting time, whoever they were. That was the neatest pickup since that time in Hamburg. She was smooth and confident, too confident. I wasn't surprised when we got to where we were going.
This is it.
Well, this ain't a cafe.
I know. It's my flat. Go on in, it isn't locked.
You trust a little soul, you?
Not really. I have a flatmate.
I can't wait. What is he, an Olympic wrestler?
No. Go on in there. Make yourself at home. I'll put the kettle on.
Very nice. Very neat. Like a doctor's waiting room, but no magazines. And no fish tank.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Amy's friend?
Well, I don't know. Is Amy the tall bird with the long dark hair and boots?
Yes.
She's in the kitchen putting the kettle on. Who are you?
I'm June.
Well, hello, June. My name's Adam. Adam Kane.
Please sit down.
So? What about you?
Well, you are Amy's friend, aren't you?
Well, that doesn't stop you talking to me.
Amy doesn't often bring friends home.
No?
No.
What do you do?
I beg your pardon?
For a crust. Don't you work?
Oh, yes. I'm a model.
Yeah, that would make sense. And Amy?
The same.
Yeah, it's very nice for the two of you. Funny, this place. I wouldn't have thought.
What?
Well, it doesn't seem as if two dolly birds lived here.
Here we are. Tea.
Oh, you've met June, then.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
As it comes.
help yourself to milk and sugar.
Didn't anyone tell you to put the milk in first?
Oh.
They say you drown your love if you pour the milk onto the tea.
Do they really? What a terrible risk to take. June?
No, thanks.
What's it like?
Well, give us a chance. I haven't tasted it yet.
It's a new brand. It was a special at the deli.
Not too bad. Better than the Italian cafe.
Oh, we never drink tea there.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I...
June, take his cup. He's going to drop it.
What? Would it... In the... Oh.
He's out.
That stuff works like a charm, doesn't it? Ring Martha. Tell her to collect the remains.
It was a flat. She'd given it away. Nobody lived there, I was sure of it. A sitting room like a doctor's waiting room. One or two pictures on a wall, like pages torn from a calendar with frames around them, and chairs and a sofa. Nothing else. Just clean and polished. The pickup for two birds, dolly birds, both of them. I was a sitting duck.
Careful now.
Who is he?
There's not to reason why, Grover.
Poor bloke. Took bad, was he?
So it would seem. On to the bed. Now the chains.
He should have known better, shouldn't he?
Feet and arms, one each.
I know. I've done it before.
This is a special one. Martha doesn't want us to take any chances.
Yeah. One get out of that lot in an hurry.
All right, Grover. You've done your bit. Off you go.
Who is he?
I have no idea. It's none of your business anyway. Go on.
He looks, sort of tough, don't he? I'll bet she's going to have fun with this one. She's a right old tiger with...
Thank you, Grover. Off you go.
All right, ma'am. Oh, I was only finishing off. He's very secure there, ma'am. No trouble from that one, ma'am.
You too, Phelps.
Yes, of course.
I don't want to be disturbed.
No, of course
I want
not.
To close the door after you.
Yes.
Now then. Yes, exactly right. It's coming round. Can you hear me?
Oh,
you?
I...
You can hear me. Open your eyes.
Who?
We've met before.
Yeah. In a shop.
Well?
Oh, where am I?
Let me ask the questions, please. To start with... I'd like to know who you are. You're securely locked up. Now, Amy says you gave your name as Adam Kane. Who do you work for, Adam Kane? Oh, it isn't the police. You carry no identification. It's the Secret Service, isn't it? Mr. Kane, it won't help you to hold anything back. I'll find out in the end. It will just make your... passing a little more comfortable. You are going to die, you see.
Revlon meets the fashion challenge of yesterday, today, and tomorrow with the total look that says now. Whatever the trend in this ever-changing world of fashion, Revlon is there to meet the challenge, creating a kaleidoscope of colors, shades, makeups, and fragrances to match your every mood with a look that says now. This is the wonderful world of Revlon. Never out of date, way out ahead. Revlon.
Moondrops Perfume Plus. A fragrance that spells compulsion. Creating an aura of supreme sophistication and an awareness that is unforgettable. Its promise lingers on and on from one midnight to another. Moondrops Perfume Plus. The most magnetic fragrance a woman can wear. Revlon says it in two seductive ways, Cologne Plus and Spray Mist. Moondrops Perfume Plus by Revlon.
There are some days when you start out by making a basic mistake. You wake up and get out of bed. It only gets worse from there. I was chained up like a scarecrow, spread-eagled on a bed, chains on me wrists and ankles. And she was sat there, staring at me, smoking and staring. The bird from the shop, the boutique.
Well?
You've got a way of giving a bloke confidence, you know that.
It's only fair that you understand. I didn't force you into this situation. You came into the shop asking for trouble.
Look, it was all a mistake.
Oh, quite so. And you made it. I'm afraid you've given me no alternative. You seem to know about us. Before you die, I shall have to know about you.
I'm just the meter reader.
Oh, the strong, silent type. You're about to prove just how much braver you are because you're a man. I'm not impressed. Oh, there's no hurry. I'll leave you for a while to think about your situation.
Who's there?
Here, Grover, it's me.
Oh. Oh, hello, Johnny. What's you want?
You brewing up in there?
You can't come in here, boy.
Why not?
She's here. She finds you in my office, she'll blow a few straight, she will.
Oh, come on, Grover. Cup of tea never did any harm.
Well, you stay out of the way, here.
What's she doing here at this time of the day? She don't come to the club until dark.
She's got business to attend to.
The club's not open, is he?
Look, Johnny, you're too bleeding nosy for your own good. You're not even supposed to know this place is a club. It's secret.
I don't say nothing to nobody.
You better not, mate.
Just our little secret, eh?
Right. I shouldn't let you in here at all. The bloke gets lonely watching this place night and day. Here you are.
Oh, talk, Rover. Just her up there, is it?
Yes.
Right, old giggle, innit?
What is?
Like the old days my dad told me about. Suffragettes. Women jumping in front of racehorses.
They pay me, that's all I care.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What are they doing there, Grover?
Ask no questions, mate, that's my motto.
But you said, last time, you said about the meetings and the papers and everything about women taking over the...
Belt up!
Sorry, I was only... I mean, you said...
I never said nothing about what goes on in there, you understand?
Here, Grover, you're scared of them, aren't you?
So would you be, mate. So would you be if you... Blimey, it's her. Hey, get out. Oh, no time. In into the broom cupboard, quick.
Grover?
Yes, ma'am?
Are you alone in here?
Of course, ma'am.
I thought I heard... Well, I'm off now.
Yes, ma'am.
He's quite secure. You did a very good job.
Ta.
I don't want you going up to him, do you understand?
You don't get nothing to eat, then?
Nothing. I'll see him this evening. As far as you're concerned, there is no one chained up in that room. You have forgotten everything you've seen.
Oh, yeah, of course, ma'am.
I'll be back at the usual time. Good morning, Grover.
She gone?
Yeah, and so are you, mate. Go on, clear out.
Why, it's safe enough now. I've still got my tea.
No, you ain't. And do me a favour, go and sponge your tea off someone else.
All right, if that's how you feel.
Here, just a tick.
What is it?
In there. In the cupboard just now. You hear anything?
Yeah.
Do you hear what she said?
Me? In there? Couldn't hear a bleeding thing, mate.
You sure?
I said so, didn't I? Cheerio, Grover. Thanks for the tea.
She knew what she was about, that Martha Treadgold. Leave a bloke chained up on his back, mouth like the bottom of a budgie's cage from the drug. No food, no water, and the prospect of an early demise. It was beginning to work on me. So, I fought hard. Curzon Street, Devonish, and the rest didn't know what I was up to. I was out on my own, and in dead bother. And then I thought about them, about the birds. Amy, the tall, tough one. And June, the small, soft one.
He was rather nice. Don't let her hear you.
They're not all bad, Amy.
Oh, I know.
When that Adam came, there was something nice about him. In his eyes. Did you see it?
He was dangerous for us.
You don't really believe it, do you? All that Martha says.
Of course I do. We all do.
Oh, Amy, it's a bit of fun, that's all. Make the men sit up and take notice. It won't go further than that.
I think it will.
Oh, no, don't be silly.
Listen, June. You'd better get your ideas straight. You've got to understand.
Girls, what's keeping you?
Don't you knock before you walk into a change room.
Oh, dear, listen to her. Isn't that just what you're trying to destroy, sweetie? Sex distinctions.
What do you want?
Martha's waiting.
We're coming, Phelps.
There are customers waiting. They want to see the whole
range. We know. Come on, June, do me up. Let's go and show the lady how to be ladies.
It's a gentleman, actually, buying for his wife.
Martha's going to love that.
I was really near the end of my mind when the sound came. At first, I didn't know what it was. It was so quiet, like a small animal in the room. But not in the room, somewhere outside it. I mean, not an animal. A metallic sound. I knew it. Someone picking the lock.
Yeah. I thought it was you, Mr. Kane.
Johnny?
That's right. You got yourself into a bit of a fix, didn't you?
You weren't having me on.
Do I ever? My word, Mr. Kane.
How'd you find me?
Oh, anyways. I thought, poor Mr. Kane. I can't leave him up there. Those birds can get nasty.
You aren't joking, mate.
Got you chained up, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a tricky one, getting those locks off.
Now, you can manage it, Johnny. You've done it before.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We'll get going, then.
Mr. Kane, I know this is a terrible time to bring up the subject, but...
How much?
You aren't really in a position to argue, are you?
How much?
Four locks. Let's say 50 quid.
50, yeah, all right.
Per lock.
Oh, you're taking a chance, Johnny boy.
Not with you, Mr. Kane. You're a gentleman.
Well, get moving, then.
Nice locks, these.
Move it, Johnny, move it.
There's no hurry. She's not coming back until dark.
Now then, I think it's time we talked.
What about?
I think you both know.
The man, Adam Kane.
Yes. He's obviously from the Secret Service. They know about us.
They can't.
Well, what else can it mean? He came into the shop and asked about the aviary. No one knows about the aviary except us.
And Phelps and Grover?
They wouldn't talk. They dare not.
That means?
That one of you, one of the members...
No.
I don't see how else they could have known.
What are you going to do, Martha?
I've told the man that I'm going to kill him.
Kill him?
It was a threat, of course, to make him talk. I've left him chained up in the aviary to think about it. It may work. He should be frightened enough to talk when I go back in a moment... If not...
You can't kill him.
We agreed at the very beginning, did we not, that our movement was going to be a militant one. Any means to achieve our ends. They're joining every day. Soon we'll be strong enough to make our first move.
Martha, look,
I... Shut up. Thank you, Amy. Now, if this man poses a threat, then he must be removed. We can't hold him prisoner forever. His superiors at Whitehall must know about the investigation.
Won't he do as a hostage?
I wonder.
But he knows about us. He's seen all of us. He knows the addresses.
Yes. Pity about that. I think we find out what we want from him, get rid of him, and move our operation. And I think we do it tonight. Come with me, Phelps.
Yes, ma'am.
And Amy, you stand guard at the door.
All right.
June? Yes, June, you'd better come into the room with me. I want you to see this.
No.
June? Open the door, Phelps.
Yes. He's asleep, I think.
No, he isn't. June, go and slap his face.
I can't.
You will. Wake up, Mr. Kane.
Hello.
As you see, I have come. Now, you're going to talk to us. Phelps, hand me the gun.
Gun?
Here.
It's loaded. You can see that, can't you? We are a militant organization. Our aim is complete equality for women.
No, it isn't. You want women at the top. You want to run the place. That isn't equality.
Be quiet. If you don't tell me who you represent and how much you know, then I shall shoot you. It's as simple as that. Now talk.
No.
Very well.
No!
Oh, you fool! Let go of my hand!
She's dead! Amy, Martha's dead!
All right, lad. I'll take the gun.
What?
Your friends have all scarpered, darling. It doesn't look like you're taking over the world today.
Revlon meets the fashion challenge of yesterday, today, and tomorrow with the total look that says now. Whatever the trend in this ever-changing world of fashion, Revlon is there to meet the challenge, creating a kaleidoscope of colors, shades, makeups, and fragrances to match your every mood with a look that says now. This is the wonderful world of Revlon. Never out of date, way out ahead. Revlon.
There's a fragrance that's new today and they call it Charlie. A whole new fragrance that thinks your way, yeah, they call it Charlie. Kinda young, kinda now, Charlie. Kinda free, kinda
wow,
Charlie. Kinda fragrance that's gonna stay and it's here now, Charlie.
Charlie by Revlon, a most original fragrance.
I didn't think she meant it. I thought it was a bit of fun.
No, she was a nut.
They won't charge me with murder.
No, it won't even get as far as a call.
Amy, she ran away.
Yeah, and your mate Phelps and the rest of them.
Was she mad? Martha?
Mad? I don't know. She made a one big mistake, though. She thought there were enough fanatics like her to join her cause. She didn't make allowances for the ordinary people, the ones who want to be like everyone else.
Like me?
Yeah.
And you?
Nah, not like me. I am a fanatic.
About what?
I thought you'd never ask. Move over, darling. The light switch is right there, behind your head.
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane. The series is written by Dale Cutts, produced by Margaret Heal, and brought to you by Revlon, the world's leading fashion color house, makers of Moon Drops, Natural Wonder, and the Revlon Cosmetic Rangers.